Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. Jerry with a G, if you're looking that up. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, Jim with a J. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Kelly O'Weiler. That's Kelly with a K and an E on the end of Kelly. Kelly is the founder of Kel Bergen Consulting. She's the author of Paradoxical Thinking, the co-author of that book, How to Profit from Your Contradictions. Kelly O'Weiler, thanks again for hanging out with us. She's also an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Kelly, thanks for all the great years of support that you've given us. We're talking about our paradoxes and your idea of paradoxical thinking. And I'll tell you, Kelly, since I've known you, you've really opened my eyes to a whole way of thinking. I've always been kind of a hard head. I've always resisted, you know, things that seem to be putting me into a box. But your paradoxical thinking has helped me to be more elegant about problem solving than I was before. And I appreciate that.
Oh, well, thank you very much. So I love what you do, Jim.
So we're talking about the dilemma, the trilemma, the multiple things. Give us some other ways of thinking about paradoxical thinking.
Well, we mentioned a trilemma. An example I have is I worked with a nonprofit organization that worked with families of people who had life-threatening illnesses or who already had family members who had died. And at one point, the staff and the board really came to be at odds, each feeling that things had to be done a particular way to make the organization work.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of that, within the staff, there was a division as well. So that ended up being a trilemma. And when I was brought in and found out what was going on, the first thing we did was paradoxical thinking with the staff.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked on them, the two sides of the staff and the board, and the staff actually took the role of the board, and they began saying what works about their solution. And they figured out all the things that were right about it.
So that's the thing, the paradoxical thinking, it seems to me, Kelly, that I've learned from you, that paradoxical thinking is first recognizing that these two things that you seem to be so much at odds at, maybe you as an individual, I've got these two things in front of me, I don't really like either one of them, whether it be somebody else or another issue or about me. Paradoxical thinking is realizing that without those two, you'd have a problem, that there actually are benefits of both of those things being in your life.
Yes, and I think the reason we think it's a problem is when we have those two contradictory sides, we mm-hmm. tend to look at the negative
right.
and forget to look at what works about both sides. If we can figure out what works and combine those, that's when we can start to move forward.
I used the example before you got here. One of my favorite ones is I saw someone who was a great salesperson one time, and just absolutely unbelievably productive as a salesperson, but he was horrible in record keeping and reporting. And so a new manager came in and decided he was going to make him become a better record keeper. Well, he made him a better record keeper, but he also made him less of a salesperson.
Yes.
He didn't
yes.
realize
There's
that,
the dilemma.
He didn't realize that with this personality, the personality that could sell is not the same personality that keeps good records.
Yes. And if that person, if the manager had sat down and interviewed the salesperson and done a thorough interview, he or she would have realized that salesperson was keeping records, just not the kind that the company thought he should be.
That's part of it. But the other thing, and this was the solution, and maybe this is the trilemma you're talking about, what the third manager came in and did was to say, wait a minute, I want this guy selling all the time. I'm going to find somebody to help him with his records.
Exactly, yes.
So that would be the trilemma, right?
That would be.
Okay.
That would be. So the The thing that often happens when we want somebody to change their behavior, but their behavior is also producing really good results,
mm-hmm.
it usually has to do with bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
And if the solution that you were talking about, finding somebody who could partner with that person to deal with the bureaucracy part that's required.
Right. That's right.
Or finding out what they already do and simplifying how they can respond
mm-hmm.
using what they already do. That can also be another way where they might be willing to spend 10 minutes a day doing it
right.
instead of 30 or 40, which it might require.
Right, right. But either way, finding somewhere in the middle that mm-hmm. that there's a solution without throwing either one of the paradoxes out, either sides of the paradox out.
Yeah. And the idea of having two sides, a lot of people think that it means you have to compromise, and you don't want to compromise
mm-hmm.
because you want the best. But then again, if you begin to look at the best parts of each side
mm-hmm.
and say, now how can I get that?
Right.
And how can I eliminate the things that aren't so good?
Right.
That's when you begin to sometimes, not have to compromise.
Right, and sometimes though you just have to say, okay, I'm going to take the bad with the good because the good is more attractive than the bad is. Kelly, give us the website, please.
It's www.kelbergan.com.
KelBergan.com. Kelly, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Kelly Owyler, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.